Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to embark on a five-state visit of southern India beginning today. Centre reduces petrol and diesel prices by 2 rupees per litre across the country. Union Home Minister Amit Shah launches NIA's unique digital criminal case management system platform to strengthen India's fight against terrorism and organized crime. Election Commission publishes details of electoral bonds data received from SBI on its website. Voting begins in Russia for a three-day presidential election. And in badminton, Lakshya Sen storms into men's singles quarterfinals of All England Open Championships in Birmingham. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is set to embark on a five-day visit across five states of South India from today, covering the states of Karnataka, Andhra Pradesh, Telangana, Tamil Nadu and Kerala. The campaign will kick off from Kanyakumari in Tamil Nadu. The Prime Minister will be embarking on mega roadshows as part of the campaign. The Prime Minister will visit Kanyakumari today. Mr. Modi will address a public meeting arranged by the state BJP unit at the grounds of the Vivekanand College at around 11 a.m. The Prime Minister had visited the state recently to launch several projects and also addressed public meetings at Tirupur, Tirunelveli, Madurai and Tuticorin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is also scheduled to address two public rallies in Karnataka. BJP State General Secretary and MLA Sunil Kumar has informed media persons in Bengaluru today that the Prime Minister will address a public rally in Kalburgi on 16th of March and another in Shivamoga on 18th of March. Sunil Kumar also informed that BJP National President JP Nadda, Home Minister Amit Shah, Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath will be among the BJP leaders scheduled to visit Karnataka in the next few days. Mr. Modi will be holding a roadshow at Malkajgiri Lok Sabha constituency as part of his program for 3 days during next few days in Telangana. He will also hold public meetings in Nagar Kurnool tomorrow and in Jagatial 2 days later. He will be starting his election campaign today through his roadshow from Mirjalguda to Malkajgiri Crossroad for about 5 kilometres in the Malkajgiri Lok Sabha constituency. The Prime Minister will also visit Kerala today to spearhead the election campaign of NDA in the state. More from our correspondent.
Prime Minister will reach Pathanamthitta district in Kerala today to participate in the election campaign of NDA candidates in Pathanamthitta and Mavelikera Lok Sabha constituencies. He will address the public function in Pathanamthitta, where around 1 lakh party workers will be participating in the event. Elaborate arrangements are being done and tight security is in place in the district in view of Prime Minister's visit. Mayusha for Akashwani News from Thiruvananthapuram.
The Prime Minister will also be visiting Andhra Pradesh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that PM Swanidhi scheme has proved to be a lifeline for street vendors. Addressing PM Swanidhi beneficiaries in Delhi yesterday, while distributing loans under the scheme to 1 lakh street vendors, Mr. Modi said people saw the power of street vendors during COVID. He said that Swanidhi Mahotsav is dedicated to those who are always around and without whom people cannot imagine their lives. He congratulated the street vendors and the roadside shopkeepers for their contribution to the society.
हमारे देश भर के शहरों में बहुत बड़ी संख्या में रेहड़ी फुटपाथ पर ठेले पर लाखों साथी काम करते हैं ये वो साथी हैं जो स्वाभिमान से मेहनत करके अपने परिवार का पालन पोषण करते हैं अतीत में पहले की सरकारों ने इन साथियों की सूद तक नहीं ली और इसलिए जिसको किसी ने नहीं पूछा उन्हें मोदी ने पूछा भी है और मोदी ने पूजा भी है।
Oil marketing companies have reduced the petrol and diesel prices by 2 rupees per litre across the country. New prices would be effective from 6 a.m. today. Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas in a social media post said that reduction in petrol and diesel prices will boost consumer spending and reduce the operating costs for over 58 lakh heavy goods vehicles running on diesel, 6 crore cars and 27 crore two-wheelers. With this, the petrol price in Delhi will now be 94 rupees and 72 paise per litre. In Mumbai, it will be 104 rupees 21 paise. In Kolkata, 103 rupees and 94 paise. While in Chennai, the new price of petrol will be 100 rupees and 75 paise. The revised rate of diesel in Delhi will be 87 rupees and 62 paise. In Mumbai, it will be 92 rupees and 15 paise. In Kolkata, it will be 90 rupees and 76 paise. And in Chennai, the price will be 92 rupees 34 paise. Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri said that by reducing the price of petrol and diesel by 2 rupees per litre, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has once again proved that the welfare and comfort of crores of countrymen is always his priority. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has lauded the efforts of the government to reduce the prices of petrol and diesel in the country. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said that with the efforts of his government, the price of petrol in the country has decreased by approximately 15 rupees per litre and the price of diesel by 17 rupees per litre in the last 2.5 years. He further expressed his gratitude to the Prime Minister for the decision to reduce petrol and diesel prices. Mr. Shah said, giving relief to the countrymen, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has decided to reduce the prices of petrol and diesel by 2 rupees per litre. In a major fillip to India's fight against terrorism and organized crime, Union Home Minister Amit Shah virtually inaugurated a unique digital criminal case management system designed by the National Investigation Agency in New Delhi yesterday. In the virtual event, Home Minister Shah also inaugurated NIA's 2 new branch offices in Jammu and Kochi and a residential complex in Raipur. Mr. Shah also launched a mobile app, Sankalan, a compendium of new criminal laws by the National Crime Records Bureau. The newly developed criminal case management system will enable the NIA personnel to better coordinate in terrorism and organized crime cases, thereby improving justice delivery. The 2 new office complexes in Jammu and Kochi, besides the residential complex in Raipur, will strengthen the agency's reach and presence. These complexes also provide a safe and secure environment for NIA officers and personnel to operate in the states tackling the menace of terrorism and left-wing extremism. The Sankalan app has been designed to navigate through new criminal laws as a bridge between old and new criminal laws. On the occasion, Home Minister Amit Shah urged the State Director Generals of Police to use the new age software for carrying out effective and expeditious investigations and operations. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at EIR News Alerts. The Election Commission yesterday uploaded the data on electoral bonds on its website as received from the State Bank of India. The SBI had provided the data pertaining to the electoral bonds to the Election Commission on the 12th of this month in compliance with Supreme Court's directions. The data can be accessed at www.eci.gov.in/candidate-political-party. The poll panel said in a statement that the Election Commission has consistently and categorically weighed in favour of disclosure and transparency, which is a position reflected in the Apex Court proceedings. President Draupadi Murmu will be gracing the Global Spirituality Mahotsav in Hyderabad this evening. The 4-day, one-of-a-kind spiritual congregation began yesterday and will continue till tomorrow at Kanha Shanti Vanam, the headquarters of Heartfulness, situated on the outskirts of Hyderabad. The event is bringing spiritual leaders from all faiths and beliefs to one platform at the world's largest meditation center. The Union Ministry of Culture is organizing the event in coordination with the Sri Ramchandra Mission and others. Union Culture Minister G. Kishan Reddy earlier said the conference is in continuation of the country's Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam ideology with solidarity among all classes, castes and religions. The Global Sexuality Mahotsav is being held with the main theme Inner Peace to World Peace. West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee, who suffered a serious injury on her forehead, was discharged from the SSKM hospital in Kolkata after necessary tests and treatment. The Chief Minister got injured after she fell on the ground at her residence. Prime Minister Narendra Modi wished Chief Minister Banerjee best of health and a quick recovery from the injury. India has registered a significant jump of 14 ranks in Gender Inequality Index, or GII 2022, according to the Human Development Report 2023-24, released by the UNDP. The country ranked 108 out of 193 countries with a score of 0.437 in GII 2022. The Ministry of Women and Child Development in a statement said that this shows a notable jump of 14 ranks compared to the GII 2021 rank, which was 122 out of 191 countries with a score of 0.490. Voting has begun in Russia for the three-day presidential elections from today. The polling began from the country's easternmost regions, Chukotka and Kamchatka, this morning. Kamchatka Governor Vladimir Solodov became the first regional head to cast his vote. Voting is set to close at 11:30 p.m. Indian time on Sunday in Kaliningrad, a Russian exclave bordering Poland and Lithuania. People across Russia are voting to elect their president for the next 6 years. The India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has predicted moderate rainfall accompanied by thunderstorms over East and Central India for the next few days. Meanwhile, the IMD predicted a fall in maximum temperatures in the national capital today and a gradual rise thereafter. The maximum temperature in the city is likely to drop by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius today and is expected to rise to 32 degrees Celsius from March 19th onwards. It also predicted heat wave conditions in isolated pockets of North Interior Karnataka for today. We have a report.
According to the weather department, isolated to scattered moderate rainfall is very likely over Arunachal Pradesh and isolated light rainfall over Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura from March 14th to 20th. Isolated light to moderate rainfall with thunderstorms, lightning and winds gusting up to 40 km per hour is also likely over Jharkhand, Orissa, Chhattisgarh and East Madhya Pradesh till March 20th. The IMD also forecasts scattered to fairly widespread rainfall with isolated thunderstorms, lightning and winds gusting up to 40 km per hour over Gangetic West Bengal till the 19th of this month. On hot and humid weather, the Met Department has said that these conditions are likely to prevail over Kerala, Mahe, Rayalaseema, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal during the next 5 days. This is Biak with the report of Pallavi from Akashvani News.
On to sports. In badminton, India's Lakshya Sen has stormed into the men's singles quarterfinals of All England Open Championships in Birmingham. Commonwealth Games gold medalist Sen defeated Denmark's Anders Antonsen in the pre-quarterfinals in a hard-fought match. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Sarabjit Kaur.
Thank you, Anuja. PM-led panel picks two 1988 batch IAS officers as new ECs. Adhir Dissent states the Asian age. Lottery firm top donor as EC uploads electoral bonds data is the lead headline in Hindustan Times. The Economic Times cites Paytm gets NPCI Nod to be third-party UPI app to offer UPI to its user base via multi-bank model. Quoting the Kovind panel report on One Nation, One Election, the Indian Express writes, curtail terms of assemblies, sync with Lok Sabha polls. And finally, a recent Human Development Report shows India progressed in reducing gender inequality with improvements across indicators like life expectancy, education and gross national income per capita. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to embark on five-state visit of southern India beginning today. Centre reduces petrol and diesel prices by 2 rupees per litre across the country. Union Home Minister Amit Shah launches NIA's unique digital criminal case management system platform to strengthen India's fight against terrorism and organized crime. Election Commission publishes details of electoral bonds data received from SBI on its website. Voting begins in Russia for three-day presidential election. And in badminton, Lakshya Sen storms into men's singles quarterfinals of All England Open Championships in Birmingham. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.